Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. The mission of Divine Goddess Radio is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you can listen to us every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, the first and third Tuesday of the month. We have Phone-In Tuesday, and the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, we have Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Marie. And our new time is 6, everybody. If you have any questions or comments or any feedback, you can contact me or I on our email at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you're wanting to set up a goddess party or a class, feel free to give us an email, or you can call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-900-4136. As well as please go onto our Facebook page, and we would appreciate if you guys liked us. And if you're also a business, we'll go into your page and also like yours. And please visit our website at www.divinegoddessradio.com. Welcome, everybody, to Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Marie.
Welcome, guys. Welcome. Thank you for joining us this evening. And, you know, our Tuesday night shows are all about energetics. We used to do a lovely little discussion before our reading show, and we decided to just leave that for every other Tuesday. So a lot of you out there, you kind of wonder, you know, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? Why am I overly emotional? What's happening? And that's where the energetics come in, because based on what's going on planetary with the planets and where the planets are moving into whatever sign, where the moon is, that affects us. So right now, tomorrow, we actually have a new moon in Cancer. And this new moon in Cancer is about relationships, family, empowering yourself, and really coming to terms with who you are and where you want to go. So Cancer is a water sign, so people are really emotional right now. If you find yourself crying at a drop of a hat, that is because of Cancer. So what you want to do, usually when like the new moon is in a water sign, we also have four other planets in water signs. So we're really, really feeling those emotions right now. You want to do as much rituals as you can related to water. So being by the water, sitting by the water,
swimming in the water.
Yep. Taking a bath with Epsom salts or whatever crystals you want.
The Himalayan sea salt bath.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That'll help ground you and keep your emotions at bay. But also don't ignore your emotions. Let it come up, because we all have two sides. We have a dark side, a shadow side, and a light side. And when these emotions are triggered, our shadow side likes to come forward. So you want to acknowledge it. You don't want to push it aside and say, I'm not going to deal with it. You want to acknowledge it, because that is part of us. And we have to appreciate it, learn how to say thank you, but no thank you, and incorporate it into our life.
And what people don't understand, the shadow part is the ego part of who we are. And it's and looking at the vastness of who it is that we are. Energetically, there's more than just our physical body. We are moving from so many different levels. We have our physical body, we have our spiritual body, we have an etheric body, we have an astral body, we have a galactic body. And all those bodies hold certain memories and certain programs, and they do different things for us. And it was that right there is a class in its own. But what individuals don't understand is with that, because it's so vast, there's like 104 other different life signs that we have in the planet, another 143. And it's because our soul is so big, and it's having different experiences in different places all over the world. Did you know what? All over the universe. And so you have all of this stuff that's pulling your soul. What you're doing in this lifetime, you have no idea what the other 143 are up to. And so with that, there are some that are not making the best choices in whatever place they are. And it can be different planets that are on. It can be different places all over the world that those aspects also live. So with that, you want to give gratitude for the light that you are and the dark that they are. Because because that darkness allows you to remember and to look at how what you are and that you want to walk the path of loved ones. So that's why we go through those experiences, because we're here to be more spiritually, we're spiritually evolving. That's what we're spiritually evolving. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and many have forgotten that. Many have forgotten that.
Are there any questions in our audience? We actually have an audience, people! Yes, sir! He said, what is the dark side for? And how old are you? And what's your name? Alex is 7 years old, and what a question. So, what is the dark side for? Ray, do you want to answer that?
Well, the dark side has to do with so that we remember the choices that we're making in this lifetime, and are we living from our hearts, or are we doing what our head tells us? Like if you want a piece of candy, but mom and dad are saying no, but you're just going, it's not good for me. What kind of a choice are you going to make? You get to make a choice. That's where free will comes in. You get to make a choice. Am I going to have that candy? Or am I going to get somebody? Or am I going to go, no, just because it's my guest, I'm just going to walk away. And I know they might be having a bad day. So that dark side helps you realize that you are loved. Other times when you wanted to get somebody because you're a mask, but you didn't. But you, oh, good for you. Are there any adults here who have wanted to? I mean, be honest. When there's times where somebody's done something, you're going, oh, but if it wasn't for, obviously, it's the rules that exist in this world, but it's also, is that what really stops you, or is it your conscience that is stopping you? And so what are you listening to? A lot of the rules isn't listening to your conscience, you guys. Listening to your conscience, the good part of you, that's to be the dark side. That's to be the dark side. Right. And listening to the head, which can be the ego. There's a difference between the head and the mind. There's a difference. Yeah. Does that make sense?
So is your decision good for you,
yeah,
or is it good for everybody else? That's how you...
See, all people, if we could only have a video. We only had a video. He gets it. He was saying for all.
Yep. Mom and dad are doing their job. Mom and dad are doing their job.
So when you're always, you know, thinking about you, that's the dark side.
That's your ego. That's the shadow.
What am I going to get out of it? Yes. I want it.
Uh-huh. No? Do you have any friends that are like that? And you're going, wow.
Yeah.
Good, then that means mom and dad are really monitoring who you're hanging out with. That's a good sign.
Yep.
So, is there any other questions out there? We're talking about, we had a question about what is the dark about? And we are at the dark side, shadow side. The shadow part is about helping us be who we really are. We can walk the path of that, so we can walk more in the light.
Right.
So, Seven years old.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're kind of seeing that in today's current events, too, especially with the news from today with, you know, Iran and what's happening. So you look at that and you say, okay, is that for the benefit of the world or is that just for the benefit of just a few? Well, it's not really for the benefit of the world.
No.
So you've got the dark shadow side working. So we're also having... Pluto is heavily evolved right now. Pluto is the planet of hidden agendas. So this, a lot of things are going to start coming out, and you're going to see a lot of people starting to kind of uprise and say enough is enough. We're not dealing with this anymore. This is our world, our planet. We need to keep it. So, also on that personal, it could be to where you're questioning yourself and you make a decision that you normally wouldn't make, going, what is that about? But that's for you to just be in check with yourself, saying, no, I'm not going to tap a light. You, all of us, will be challenged on it. And don't take you over to getting yourself people seriously. So, that's where we're at, just as a society right now, is everybody's going to make a conscious decision. Am I going to sit here? Because a lot of past lifetime gifts and abilities are coming to the surface. And we got in here to finish up the karmic aspect of the world. And we're here to clean it up. So a lot of people are going to be tested in my new usual gifts and abilities, no matter what they are. It can be very, very hard for the dark, or I'm going to use it for the light, use it for light in this lifetime. In past lifetimes, a lot of us misused it. And that's why the fall of Atlantis came and other civilizations came. So it's about walking the path of light.
what we're trying to do then is bring, we're manifesting heaven on earth, and that's going to be manifested sooner than what people think. So imagine to be able to have heaven on earth, what do you have to get rid of before we get out? Like, we have to get all that turmoil. But we've had lifetimes of turmoil. So, yep. So, with the fact that it's new moon tomorrow, this is a great time to set intentions. So the new moon is all about setting intentions of what you want to see for the next month. So you can do a little ceremony. You can, I'll tell you what I do, and our listeners have heard this a million times, but it's nice with a studio audience you guys can hear. But I have a book where I write an abundance check. So I write a check to myself from the universe, and I leave it blank. So that allows all the abundance to come in. And then I write 10 intentions that I want to see happen in the next month. So, and you have to make them very specific. Because if you ask, okay, I want to make money, they will send you, you will find a penny on the ground and you've made your money.
Money doesn't mean anything else.
Yeah,
there's
an
energy in there.
Yeah. So you have to be very, very specific about what you want.
From here.
And what I do then every month is I go back and I look at the previous month and I say, well, okay, what happened? Did my intentions come true? And if they didn't come as I wanted them to, if you don't have the right time, divine timing for me, or I need to rewrite. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to look at examine, okay, why did my intentions come true? So that's a great time tomorrow, which is a perfect time to do that. You can actually do it tonight, you can do it tomorrow, you can do it the day after, but use the power of the moon to get your intentions out in the universe. And it's very powerful this month, you guys. There's going to be a lot of things happening between now and the end of the year. So look at yourself. If you're going, I don't want to look at it. I want to look at it. It's the past. It sucks. It's hurt. It's painful. You need to look at it because you're going to find out just how strong you really are. That experience was just an experience to go from. That's all it was. Whether you're a victim in it, but you're no longer a victim. Are you going to victim the victor? And now are you going to go into thriving? There's a difference there. Energetic difference. And so you're seeing a lot of people playing victim right now. So instead of playing victim, now you're going into something you're driving with that experience no matter what. And we've all had good, bad, and ugly. We signed up for it, believe it or not, we signed up for it. So now it's to step outside of it and not look at the attachment that you have with it. It's personal. They didn't hurt me. I'm a victim back. I can never forgive them. It's like, you know, you're going to look at it going, what am I supposed to know from this? What am I supposed to learn? How do I go from this? And a lot of times when you've been a victim, it's about you finding out you are in your own power. Nobody can hurt you. You're setting up better bones. Level, energetically, physically. Mm-hmm. But that means you have to walk the talk and the universe is going to say, are you going to walk the talk? Are you going to go back to the old habit? Yeah. Does it all make sense?
Yeah, and we're coming off of really heavy energy. I mean, there's been so much going on. You know, we came out of Mercury retrograde. We came out of the super eclipse. Came out of two heavy full moons. And so people are just feeling, you know, either like totally weighed down and things just aren't working well. Or if they're doing their work, they're starting to see things turn around. So when you have situations that come to you over and over and you're like, again, 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 it's because you're not looking at the situation. So the universe is saying, you didn't do your work, so we're going to show it to you again. So, you know, stop and take a look at it. And even if you just simply journal and say, okay, here's my experiences, and they're not resolving, let me write them down and see what is the pattern, what is the key thing in all these experiences that keep showing up. And then take a look at it and go, okay, here, is it a boundary? Is it a forgiveness issue? Is it,
it's all about forgiveness, you know, no matter what it's
always about forgiveness. So, yeah.
You know, and the forgiveness thing, it's about forgiving you, forgiving the other person, forgiving the situation, forgiving the choice that you made, giving yourself a break, and having to learn the lesson. You learn the lesson going, okay, you know what? You know what? I trust, I love. What do you think your life lesson might be? You need to sit here, you need to decide for discernment, that you don't trust everybody just because of the passage it presents to you. Not everybody is as they see. Let's put it that way. So, I mean, be smart. It's about you. What you guys are going to find out is just how powerful you really are. And you're going to be amazed that it, that's who you are. And you see the bright, brilliant light that you are. Because everybody has forgotten. Everybody has forgotten. Anybody has forgotten the light?
Yep.
Yep, I am. He remembers the bright light that he is.
And
you know what I'm talking about.
And don't be surprised if you have a an urge to kind of step back from people and go into solitude and just say, I need to be by myself and really process.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we're shifting and changing, you need to stimulate all of that energy and kind of, especially now when the light and dark struggle is going on, you really need to sit and reflect on, okay, I am light. This is my path that I chose, and this is what I need to follow. And it will cause you to kind of step back. And the Cancer New Moon will do that too. Cancer is all about home, being home, being secure, and being, you know, inside and not being around a lot of people. So
be okay with that.
Be okay with that.
I go into isolation, and it can make the other paranoid ones accomplishing that. It's like, I am deep with it, but I'm a process. I'm a process, but I also have a lot more that comes at me. It's like I'm walking the path of light. It doesn't tempt me whatsoever. There is no temptation here. I have to say that a lot. I am of the light.
Yes, sir.
What's a what it say? We're pausing for a moment, folks.
We have a question.
We have a question.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Was it something that I said?
Yeah. Oh. Something tested, right?
Something tested. Well, we'll be tested. There will be, you know, our head can tell us stuff, you know, complain, we'll hear like voices in our head. Do you ever have voices in your head? And it's just yourself saying stuff to you. Going, no, Mom and Dad, don't need to go to bed. You know, let's continue to play that video game or let's continue to stay up. Do you ever have that happen to you when you're not tired, you don't want to go to bed? And you're like, might be sleeping in your bedroom. You might have maybe the blanket over your head. And Mom and Dad think you're sleeping, but you're not.
That's a sneaky yes, Paul.
Even
your sister's
like, yeah, I don't believe that one.
Oh, your cousin? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. But there's going to be people who they're going to be tested. The voice in their head is going to sit here and make up stories. And they might be bad stories. They might be bad stories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And so you have to sit here and decide, are you going to listen to this? Are you going to listen to this? What do you think you're going to listen to? This is what we're moving into. And see, what you guys are being tested on, I've already been tested. So, and I get brought back down here and there, but we're moving out of the 3D, the three-dimensional part of the etheric world. And we're moving into the fourth and the fifth. And some have to be in the seventh and eighth. And what that means is the third and the fourth dimensional energies keep you in that ego, and it keeps you in that mucky, yucky, and it's where the war is, it's where I got to have this. It's all about money. It's all about status. But when you're worried about that stuff, you know you're in the third and the fourth energy. But like I have to stay in the seventh. And it takes a lot of work to stay in the seventh. And that's where I have to be in isolation. I can't have to be around with my people. But meanwhile, friends don't like that. Family don't like that. But it's like, well, I have to do what I have to do so I can thrive energetically. You know, so that's what you guys are moving into. And a lot of people, if you see yourself energetically, there are like tangles, there's stuff that are holding you down by your ankle. So anybody who has like ankle problems, feet problems, knee problems, leg problems, it's the third dimension that's going, you're staying down here, I don't want you to ascend. So it's on an energetic level. You have to really go into your heart and say, I'm releasing and letting that go. But you have to stay in a place of love. That means you're not going into judgment. And it might be mom or sister or dad who say something that hurt your feelings, but you're staying in love. Say, well, I'm personalizing it, I'm stepping out of it. Instead of reacting to it, you're responding with it, and you're looking at it from here going, I'm going to learn how to hold the space to come to that. And it's not me, you just walk away. And when you get to become lighter and brighter, it's not because you want to draw you into the wrong tail. And you have to be courageous enough to say, you know what? You're not doing that. I'm going to be I'm at a high vibration. Or you might find people, you might find something to try to rip you down because you're so bright. I think I told you that before.
Yeah.
When people start saying something, that's a good indicator that you are shining so bright that it's hurting them. So they have to look at whatever. And it affects everybody differently. Does this all make sense? That's what I'm saying. Don't be afraid to go, that's annoying what you're talking about.
Well,
she's the one who will sit here and do the interpretation of what I think.
Even if you work in a customer service, and you have a customer service position, they will
on the phone and a customer yells at you or gets mad at you, stop and take a minute and say, wait a minute, if they're not mad at me, something happened in their day that now I'm the person that they're going to come after. So if you look at it, if you spend your whole life or your whole day and all your interactions and relationships from that perspective, it really helps you, stay away from that snap anger, calling someone's name, on the road, throwing the finger, doing whatever, So as long as you know that it's not personal towards you, you can really step back and say, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. Let me send you some unconditional love. And you can actually shift that energy around, So it's a good exercise for you guys to try, like in traffic. If somebody cuts me off or they're mean, I'll just blow them a kiss and wave and smile. And you see their face like, oh, but it shifted. So I just go on my merry way out of, there's no anger or drama or anything. So try that sometimes. I mean, they say that honey is the best defense. And, so if you turn around and you get somebody some sugar and when they're being nasty to you, it'll kick them.
Give them a hug.
Yeah.
They'll be going,
yeah, it's interesting how quickly you can switch energy. So.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Like the past few days I've had driving. Driving is where my energy can go down. So I have to be really mindful. And I work with toddlers. So I have to go to toddlers' houses. And it's like I need their energy as much as they need my energy. Because we're in that playful, high vibration, surprise vibration. And I've had two people cut me off 2 days in a row. And it's like, and I'm automatically, but it's like, love life. And you love and life. And you can see the car all of a sudden that was speeding and they weren't paying attention to what they're doing. All of a sudden, you see them shift and you can all of a sudden see them slowing down. So, send them that love and life instead of us.
kind of so far. That was the Italian salute in case you guys shift.
The Italian salute.
So, we're going to ask the studio audience if they have any questions on the energetic. At all. Like anything that you are wondering what's going on universally or why you're feeling.
Yeah, this is your time going, what's up? I don't know. What's going on? Doesn't mean we have an answer, but we can see it. We can ask you a question.
Even like,
look at that little 7-year-old again. Four more questions.
Yeah.
What is
energetic? Very good question. So, energetic is related to energy. So, everything in this world is made of energy. Right? You're made of energy, we're made of energy, your clothes are made of energy, and the whole universe is made of energy. So when there's things going on in the universe that are changing the energy, we as humans will feel. So even like on the sun, how the sun looks? When the sun flares, how it's made of fire? So when it shoots out a big flame, we feel it down on here on Earth. And it affects our body.
It's called a solar flare.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
Yep, that's also energetic. So that's what we mean by something changing in the universe, it affects our.
Like in this room right now, did you know there's little particles, little things that are going like this? They're so tiny that you can't see them, like atoms, photons. And they're always moving. And when they're not moving and they stop, then something's stuck and stale. So you have to look at what that is. And you can go like this. With just your hands, and you can get the energy moving around again. And so our body is made up of that, and we have our physical body, and then we have other bodies around us. Do you see colors around people? Do you see people in colors that they glow? That's called their aura. Their aura, And so have you ever seen that or saw that are like red and black and pinky? Those are usually people who are really mad and angry. And then you see people who are beautiful, yellow, pink, or green, that means they're happy people. Did you know that? That's energy. Isn't that cool? And we can switch those colors. Did you know that? Just by the way we think. The ones who have the icky colors are up here. They're not living through their heart. So when they go to their heart, all of a sudden, you can see the shift in that black and that red and up to color.
And like, it is like sun.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very intelligent question.
Goodness.
I love. Do you have any other questions?
Smart little boy.
So is anybody else feeling overly emotional right now? Like you watch TV and all of a sudden you see a sad thing and all the tears just come and you're like,
I've had paranoia coming up. I had a lot of paranoia coming up. What's with that? What's with that? And I've had to question a lot of things and ask a lot of psychic friends, like, I need to clarify what's going on here. So they're getting agendas with this individual, with all this individual. And it's like, no, the ego's working at me. So sometimes I even have to teach them all things.
If you're feeling those emotions, though, if you feel like crying, like I was watching TV yesterday, and every little sad song that came on, all of a sudden I started crying. I'm like, what the heck is this about? But I know that because we've got four planets in water right now, it's allowing me to release, not to just let it come up. It's okay to cry. Crying is the best cleansing that we can do. And even if you don't know why you feel like crying, your guides are telling you you need to cry. So just let it out.
And you guys don't care. Crying is a gift that we were given by another race that exists out there. Did it come into this body with tear dust? They were given to us as a gift by another race. That's another story. I'm going to try to keep it as, because I don't want anybody going, oh my Lord. But I mean, it is a gift, and a lot of people don't want to be vulnerable. That's the big word I heard. I'm not being vulnerable. I heard more times, you don't cry. I'll cry for you. I'll cry right here if I felt like crying. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, that is a gift. It's a gift. Not famous.
Yeah, but just it has to come up. Just wanting it to come up for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Let it out. Even if it's just 2 minutes of a tear running down here, it just feels good to get whatever you need to release, because our hearts are being worked on as we are moving up, and so we need to release any feelings, even for past lives. You know, we're pulling all this stuff up. So just let it out.
Past life sense stuff is really from that. People think it's done. Not you guys shouldn't have a lot that you're younger, a lot vibrant, but But my dad, we have past lifetime stuff that's coming up. But we're older than you guys are, and it's easier for you guys, and it's easier for you guys, and it's much easier for those two.
Yeah.
But it's set up that way, and then the ones who are even younger than that are at this beautiful frequency and vibrancy. I mean, they can look at it and smell it. But the energy that comes from that is just beautiful, beautiful. But we all play a role here.
Exactly.
Nobody has any other questions. Do you have any more questions?
I absolutely love those questions. Very nice.
Well, cool.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that needs to be known right now. Oh, protect yourself. Every night, anytime you're going out and about, even if you're sitting at home, call upon whoever it is, God, the Divine Angel, Archangel Michael. Ask that you are surrounded in a little bubble that goes as far, covers all your body energetically, all the things that are energetically. But ask that you're protected, that only that which is for your highest and greatest good is able to come to you. And that protective bubble is going to come with you everywhere you go. It's not a mobile bubble. But otherwise, if you put the bubble at home, if they can stay there, so you're going, it's mobile and it can follow you. But you want to make sure that you're asking for a bubble throughout the day. And there's a lot coming out that people don't realize, and it's not until the bubble's down. And so there's other stuff that's coming. So it's nothing to be afraid of. You're going to find out just how powerful you are. You really are.
Yep. And then in 2 weeks, we have the blue moon coming, because we know it's two full moons in the same month. And that's where the expression wants to bloom came. So it's actually going to be a blue moon. So in 2 weeks, when we have our show, we'll talk about the energy of that.
Oh. So what blue moon represents? Not to put you on the spot. She might have to look that up.
Yes, I have to look that up.
She's our astrology expert. I know nothing about astrology.
Yeah, well, the blue moon actually means two full. It's the full moon in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And some people absolutely love the full moon.
Oh my God.
I am a moon lady. I never have to see the moon ever again. I'm telling you.
I have fun.
So it's kind of interesting, what we're drawn to as far as what we get our inspiration and our energy from. Like, she gets it from the sun, I get it from the sun. I literally stand there for hours and just pull the energy off of it.
I get very, my intuition goes at noon when you fall. It just goes, whoo. So I love it every 2 weeks.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, does everybody, do you guys have any questions about what you're going to? Have you guys been breathing through this stuff easily? You're going, what? Energy? It's all moon. What are you talking about? No? Have you noticed any of your emotions going up and down?
Yes.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Just a little bit. Yeah.
But to the point where you're going, where is this coming from?
Mom and daughter's in the room.
Just go with it and you can ask yourself, go within and ask, what is this in relation to? Why am I feeling upset? What feelings are they bringing up that I need to look at so I can move on to the next step? So that's always a good way to go in and look and see.
Oh, we have the cutest kitten here.
Yep, and he's tapping his head.
He knows a lot. He definitely knows a lot. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think this, you know, in journal, write down your own stories, burn them, and so whatever your past is, write it down, let it be done. And that means you're not talking about it. That means if it comes up into your consciousness, you're going to stop it, say no, that's the ultimate. So let's say if there was any form of abuse in your past, you're looking at it as you're in five mode, and now look at the strong person that you are, the relationship is wonderful, and when you can step outside of the situation, look at it as that. Anybody who harms anyone, that's a wounded child. And you can't forgive a wounded child. Because that child was so scared, that's the only way that they knew how to act. If they reacted, they didn't look at and step outside of and think about how it was affecting the other individual. So, write down that story, let it be done. Burn it and then recreate your new story. Write your new story and then read that to yourself so that it becomes your story. But that means anybody going, you know what? How are you doing from the past? Whatever the past icky was, it's done. You stop it right there and say, oh, what's that? I have no idea. This is how I remember it. And you tell a new story. And that's how it becomes a part of your new story.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Because sometimes how people react is because others can bully others.
That is correct.
True.
And did you know a bully is nothing but us? It's a wounded child. It's a wounded child. I've worked with a lot of bullies. And when you get past and you look at the bully, this is a child who's had, this is an adult or a child who's had unresolved issues. And 9 times out of 10, they come from an abusive home. Their mommies or daddies or somebody else are hurting them. And they're not telling anybody. And that's how the secret comes out. So don't keep the secret. Get rid of those secrets.
What's going to be how to feel?
That's
right.
Correct.
I'm telling you, the 7-year-old fabulous people.
Yep.
Do you run in there from school?
Is there a lot of bullies in school?
No.
That's good.
I'm going to see.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't say your name, so that's safe. And they may not hear it all the way.
You got school too?
Yeah.
In kindergarten? Preschool?
Daycare.
And daycare. That's great. I love it. Second grade. I don't think we need to think anymore. Projection and get rid of the old stories, write new stories, write down. You can write up to 10 intentions and write yourself an abundance check. Yeah. Keep track of that. Like on the basic, you wrote it and see what's on that.
Exactly.
And then don't get frustrated, then rewrite it next month.
Yep.
And you can check out the Facebook page too, because we have that posted on there as well as a reminder. So thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
And
thank you,
we'll catch you next Tuesday. Have a great evening. Send you love and light. Bye-bye.
Bye.